Democrats may end up flipping 40 House seats this year. Many of that party's wins in the midterms were in the suburbs. Districts around Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and Oklahoma City all went blue. So how's that going to translate in the future? NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben traveled to Atlanta to try to find out.
I'm in all the groups, though.
A lot of us are in
multiple groups.
Rebecca Sandberg and Jane Russell are politically active, maybe hyperactive. Sandberg counts at least 5 local political groups that she's involved in. But this fall, at a bar in Roswell, Georgia, she and some parents from her kids' school decided to do even more.
We had been meeting here on Sundays sometimes for Bloody Marys because, by the way, they have great Bloody Marys here. And we decided one Sunday to add postcards to that. So we wrote postcards for a lot of local candidates that were running.
Activists like Sandberg helped propel Democrat Lucy McBath to a win in Georgia's 6th congressional district this year. That's a big victory for Democrats in a seat that, as recently as 2016, elected a Republican by 23 points.
The fact that we turned it in 2 years is pretty amazing.
Democrats like Sandberg already have a new question. Can their party keep all of these suburban seats at just one? David Wasserman is a political analyst at the Cook Political Report.
Those are going to be the first districts that Republicans pursue in their bid to win the majority.
That said, a few factors could work in Democrats' favor. Demographics is a big one.
Those districts could be much better for Democrats 2 years from now than they are today because the old Republican base in those districts is, for lack of a better term, dying out.
Georgia 6, for example, is rapidly becoming more diverse. And for McBath, who is herself African-American, one big focus was energizing non-white voters. Alabama Democratic Representative Terry Sewell campaigned for her.
I think that Lucy was really effective in engaging communities that were not, that had not been engaged before. You know, women voters as well as minority voters. She really concentrated on that, and that really made a difference.
Race is just one demographic challenge Republicans face. For years, Democrats have also steadily been doing better with college-educated voters who are concentrated in many suburbs. There's something else that's harder to measure. Democrats here talk about how they hid their beliefs before 2016. Now they've banded together. Jen Cox is founder of the local women's activist group, Pave It Blue.
A lot of people didn't have it on their radar that they could be this involved in the process, and now there's no turning back from that. They've switched out their social life for their activist life.
But hold on. Until recently, Republicans routinely won this seat by huge margins. They also eked out a special election win in 2017. In short, this year's midterms don't mean Democrats will have an easy path in Georgia 6 or in other suburbs. Jesse Hunt, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, says he's bullish on the GOP's future here. But he acknowledges they have work to do on how to appeal to more suburban voters.
Those are the conversations that we're going to have among party leaders, grassroots activists, over the next couple of months as we, you know, begin to mount our comeback.
Local Republicans have some prescriptions. Jason Shepard is chair of the Cobb County Republican Party.
We heard very little of how great the economy is. We heard very little about how the tax cuts are working. We misplaced those pocketbook issues that really are what voters in the suburbs and more urban areas care about most.
That message was lost, he said, when President Trump so heavily emphasized immigration. In this part of the state, more Republicans chose Marco Rubio than Donald Trump in the 2016 primary. Michael Williams, head of the Cobb County Young Republicans, says it's important to confront that moving forward.
If we're not dealing with Donald Trump Republicans here, then we need to be able to articulate where we are also not Donald Trump Republicans. Where do we part with the president and where do we stand with him?
For all the strategizing people like Williams do on the local level, national trends can dominate. For example, in a midterm year like 2018, the president's party tends to fare poorly.
We can knock our knuckles raw on doors. We can be making thousands and thousands of phone calls. And then stuff that happens in D.C. at the national level filters down and affects what happens around here. And there's nothing we can really do about it. So 2020 is going to be a whole different ballgame.
And whether or not President Trump says he was on the ballot this year, he will be next time. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.